And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And hey, thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're having a great day out there. Going to hit a lot of information for you today. We're going to talk about buying houses, financing those houses. I got a great listener question. He has some concerns, probably concerns you have as well. We're going to talk about those today on the show. And if you do have questions or concerns, send those over to me just like he did. You can send those to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And of course, I handle that. Any responses I give on air, I'm going to treat those anonymously so you don't have to worry. Now, where am I today? You know what? I'm not in my normal studio. I'm actually coming to you from East Texas, out in the Piney Woods. I'm out in the RV bunker today. And if you're new to the show, RV bunker, what the heck is that? Well, I picked this thing up. We rolled it off the dealer lot the last day of 2019, just in time for what? COVID. And we hunkered down in that thing, and this state park and that national park. We saw a lot of the country, so it served us well, and we still like to come out here because guess what? It's spring break. Yeah, it's spring break. Now, if you've caught any of the earlier shows, you might have heard me say homeschool. Yeah, we do homeschool our son, so we don't really have a spring break per se, but the weather looked so good. Oh man, it was just great for a great time to do a trip out into these Piney Woods. I love them out here. So, you know, when you own your time, you can do that. When you own your own time, when you're financially free and real estate retired, you can do that. You can just go drop everything, turn on a dime, and go. And we're going to talk today about the best investment out there to get you there, and how you can finance it with less cash out of pocket than maybe you thought. Maybe you thought you would need. And it's a good way to really to easily create a few thousand dollars in extra income in a very short period of time. Now, to get to financial freedom, you may need more than a couple thousand, but boy, as we head into maybe some rough economic times, it's good to have a couple hundred dollars extra coming in, a couple thousand. But you can grow that, and you can get to the point where you're passive income coming in from your residential real estate investments has met or exceeded your monthly household expenses. And guess what? You don't need that job. Of course, a lot of people, it's very unfortunate. I'm talking to more and more people that are nervous, right? Getting worried about layoffs. I have a good buddy that in fact is having to move. It's move or lose the job. Not good. So, you know, a lot of concern, a lot of uncertainty right now. But back to spring break. Right. Lots of people traveling. And it's going to be interesting, I think, to look back in a few weeks and see what the consensus is on travel. Is it up this year or is it down for spring break? I did see a report just thinking about the economy that Delta, American Airlines and Southwest have all cut their first quarter forecast for the year. What are they saying? Well, they're saying economic weakness and uncertainty are reducing travel demand. Economic weakness and uncertainty. Heck, if you're in the stock market, if you've got a 401k or an IRA, I'm sure you've been on a roller coaster ride lately, haven't you? There's a lot of uncertainty out there. But I'm certain of two things. One, residential real estate will remain a great investment. We make our money whether the economy's up or down. And I'll tell you the other thing that I'm certain of. Del Walmsley, he's the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. He was spot on in his recent analysis of what we're calling the Trump effect. And basically, Del said either one of two things is going to happen. Either the economy's going to take off like a rocket, right, to the moon. And if it does, those that are holding real estate now are going to have a great ride. Going to have a great ride. Or, and this is where I think we're hearing some of the rumblings right now, the economy is going to tank for a little bit, a recession, right? And if it does that, we're going to have massive, massive buying opportunities in the residential real estate space, both in single-family houses and in apartments. And today we're going to talk, like I said, we're going to focus on houses in particular because this relates to a question that I got from a listener recently, last week or so, and a very thoughtful question. A lot of information here. We're not going to go through everything, but I'm going to scan through this. This was an older gentleman, right, in his 70s, married, has a wife, here in the Texas area, in the Texas market. And he, I'm not going to read all this to you, but just to summarize, he says he kind of got away from Dell's message. He's heard Dell's message over the years. He's familiar with what we teach. But as sometimes we do, he got off the path. He left the roadmap to the side, and he went out and bought over a dozen condominium units in the same condo complex at something called a tax sale. Okay, I want to describe that to you. We talk a lot about buying foreclosed properties. This is where somebody has stopped making their payments, thinking ahead, right? Thinking ahead to the Trump effect. Either we're taking off like a rocket to the moon, or we head into a slump with layoffs and whatnot. What happens? People stop paying their bills. They stop paying their mortgages and head to foreclosure. And we very commonly get great, great deals, great bargains on properties that have been foreclosed upon or perhaps are close to being foreclosed upon. We call those pre-foreclosures. But in this gentleman's case, he didn't buy at the foreclosure steps. He bought at a tax sale. Similar thing, only in this case, somebody has stopped paying their property taxes. And I'll tell you, at least here in Texas, the state, the counties seem to let that go for a fairly long time, right? Lots and lots of accrued back taxes. But at some point, they say, this is it, we're done. They send out a letter from a lawyer and make a threat, and they send another one, and it goes to the tax sale, the sheriff sale, you might say. So he bought over a dozen condo units in the same complex at a tax sale. I'm sure he got these at a great discount. Just like with a foreclosure, you don't see them beforehand. You don't know what you're going into. There's a little bit more risk there. And long story short, he said, you know, you pick these things up at a great, you know, at a steal. And at this point, some of these are rehabbed, some are rented, some are not. In fact, he sold a few, four out of the portfolio so far. But I'm going to tell you, by the way, when I hear that some are rehabbed and rented, but some are not, that sounds like a little bit of a drain if you have some vacant properties. That's not certainly not ideal. Let me just flip back over here to his email, make sure I'm not missing anything important here. I was just looking at my notes. By the way, like I said, he's an older gentleman in very good health. Good to hear. No consumer debt, no mortgages, great credit score, right around 800. We like to hear that for attaining debt. About to sell a couple more condos, right? That's going to yield some cash north of 100K, he says. Presently, though, what's his income based on? It's being older, it's Social Security, and it's his rental properties. And this takes us to the crux of the question. Number one, he says he wants to remedy his mistakes. He wants to make good on the mistakes he's made, namely buying those condos. He wants to mend his error and get rid of those. And his question to me is simply, is there a way out of the situation and into a more prosperous investment portfolio? And second question he asks, and I understand where he's coming from, and we'll address this, is will a banker or a hard money lender even take a look at him? Right? Is there a way out? Is there a way out? And he adds that he feels, maybe wrongly, that the biggest obstacle for him to overcome is his age. Okay. My short answer is sell them. Get rid of those things. Condos are bad. Condos are no good. In fact, he mentioned somewhere in there that they are impacting his cash flow due to things like special assessments and the maintenance dollars that the HOA, that the condo association demands every year, right? So I sell those things and reposition into what Dell described as the best residential real estate investment, which are single family houses. Okay, that's the short answer. We're going to get a little bit more into some details here, some nuances and some concerns he had. Age, forget about it. Age is just a number. Okay, you're in great health, right? You've been doing this for a while as an investor. Age is just a number, right? You may live to triple digits, who knows, right? I'm 50, I retired at 47. If I had listened to the government edict, they would say, don't retire till 67, right? Age is just a number. We're focused more now on cash flow, on income, at least when it comes to to retirement. So I want to start with condos. So you're listening to me talk now. You've been eyeballing that condo. People get drawn to condominiums, condo units, because they're cheap. You can get them cheap. They're way cheaper to buy than any single family house out there for the most part. So that's a draw. That's what gets those wheels spinning. Oh, I can get those for a very low price per foot, very low cash out of pocket. Great deal. It becomes a great deal in your mind until you get into reality. And Dell, again, I went to the 2-day with Dell Walmsley he came up from Houston to Dallas, and he talked about this at the 2-day. He shows a continuum in terms of the number of units in a property type, with picture the spectrum. Single family houses are on the far end on the left, and it goes across to the right, and you get to large apartments on the other. That might be 200 units, 300 units, right? The sky's the limit there. And in between, there are things like duplexes. That's a 2-unit, a triplex, a quad, right? 4 units, smaller apartments, right? This is the spectrum in terms of the unit count. And in the middle, you're going to find condos. And it's funny because as he gets to condos in the presentation, this word flashes over condo, and it says the devil, because they are. And it sounds like this listener might well agree with this statement now. I will tell you, I've been an investor in single family houses for 13 plus years now. I've talked to a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of realtors. Hey, look at this condo. Look at this thing. Again, looks good on paper because it's so inexpensive, but when I've talked to people that have actually bought a condo as an investment, I have not spoken to anyone that loves that condo. In fact, there are a couple of members at the 2-day, an older couple that have condos, and they hate it. The assessments are killing them. The condo association owns the infrastructure, right? The parking lot, all that stuff, the building structure. What do you own? You own the air in between the walls, in essence. And there's ongoing maintenance fees, and there are ongoing association fees. What does that do? That eats into your cash flow. And when that association wants to repair that parking lot or put a new roof on or improve something, what do? They create what's called a special assessment, and now you're paying even more. You've given up a level of control when you go into something like a condo. You've given up that great cash flow, and it's just trouble. Again, no one I've talked to over my years of doing this likes that investment. I've had them try to offer those to me. I say, no thanks. I heard the message from Dell a long time ago. Not going to get into condos. And if you're in them now, get out of the condos and move into single family rental houses. We're going to talk after the break why. If not condos, right? 1-unit condo, or you've got multiple dozen plus like this gentleman. We're going to talk about why you want to shift out of that and why you want to shift specifically into rental houses. I've done this for 13 years. I can tell you the power is there, and I'll explain that when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for joining me today. Hey, if you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. And I'll answer those personally by email, of course. And hey, if it's something I think might be of value to listeners out there, I will bring that on the show. I will treat that anonymously, of course, like we're doing today with this gentleman's question. And we're going to get to why single family here in just a moment. Something I want to give you now. I want to tell you about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, because boy, the time is ticking. It's getting here soon. That's Lifestyles Unlimited's Wealth and Passive Income Expo and the bus tour, where you go out and see multifamily properties. That's going to be here before you know it. It's going to be May 7th to the 10th. in Irving, Texas. That's at the Irving Convention Center, right there between Dallas and Fort Worth. Easy to get to. You know, those airlines say, hey, first quarter profits are going down. Maybe you'll get a cheap airfare to come on, fly in if you're on the coast or somewhere farther away, make the road trip. But get there, because the things we're talking about today around houses, there are a lot of breakout sessions. If you need more information, if you need more detail, you can learn there. If you're interested in apartments, that bus tour, huge way to go, because you're going to get on a bus with, I don't know, however many other investors. There's going to be a lot of passive investors on there. There will be a mentor that teaches how to invest in apartments. There will be those very apartment investors whose properties then you will go and see. You'll go to that property, you'll get off the bus, they'll take you through some vacant units, maybe one that's been fixed up and maybe one that was the before, and maybe it smells a little weird. Be ready for that. But it's interesting to see, because then you visually get eyes on what this syndicator, what we call a lead investor, is doing to transition this property, to take it from where it is now, to drive up the rents, to increase the revenue, to increase the net operating income, and to increase the value and create wealth for everybody that's along for that ride, the syndicator as well as the passive investors. It's eye-opening. It's a lot of information, and you're going to come away with that. Your head's going to be spinning, but boy, if you want to do apartments, that is the place to be. And you can learn more if you text the keyword EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. Promo code radio. If you use that, you'll get $100 off any of the passes. If you don't care about the bus tour because, hey, we're talking about houses today and that's your thing, great, don't do the bus tour. I think it's great. Well, regardless, good information, but there will be a lot of info for you, whether you're single family, multifamily, there to network, there to build your team. A lot of vendors will be on site. Just great place to be. And again, that will be May 7th through the 10th. Now, back to today, back to single family houses. The gentleman that we're talking about that emailed said, hey, I made a mistake. It sounds like I want to mend my error. I want to get rid of these condos, to which I say, absolutely do it. Take the funds out of those condos and reposition those into single family rentals. Why? Okay, Andy, why houses? I'm going to mention one thing first and foremost. You have greater control in this situation when you own a single family house than that condo unit, right? You get out of that HOA, you get away from those special assessments, all those surprise costs that can be pretty substantial and that just take your cash flow for the year. You have greater control. And when you buy one single family house or 10 single family houses, and here I speak from experience, you create a ton of options, a ton of flexibility. You get this house, and we'll describe what we do with the house when we get it. What kind of house are we buying? But you have somebody in there for a couple years, let's say, and you have a lot of equity that's built up over time, and that drives a lot of, let's say, exit strategies for you. You can continue to hold that thing and collect the rent, right? And if you're enjoying good cash flow, hey, maybe hang on to it for a little bit longer. Or you can sell it. Just sell it outright and pull all that equity out and redeploy it, reinvest, right? Or you can do a cash out refinance, which is not a taxable event. You can do that with one house. If you've got a portfolio of 10, you can sell them onesie twosie. You can sell them as a portfolio. There are investors that will buy those all at once. If you've got 20, same thing. Now I've got 20 little options that I can exercise. And single family houses, simply put, are easier to sell. If I sell one house, and I've done this over the past couple of years, they move pretty quickly. There's simply a greater pool of buyers. Yeah, investors may want to buy that, but typically you're selling to an owner-occupant at this point. We buy houses that are not tippy-top, you know, million-dollar homes, and we're not buying the stuff that is in what we might call a war zone, right, in a rough part of town. We're buying middle-class houses, and there's a big pool of buyers for those. So when you do decide it's time to exit, it's an easy thing to do because you're in control. But what about the returns? Why we love single family rentals is because we make money not one, not two, not three. We make money five ways. Now, obviously, these are rental properties, so we're going to have somebody in place paying us a rent. Every month, we'll pay our fixed expenses out of that. And the balance that we keep, that's our cash flow. And every house I buy has to cash flow. Right? One of Del Walmsley, again, he's the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. One of his rules is it must cash flow. So we got to see cash flow. Right now in this market, we're seeing anywhere from $200 to $600 a month in net cash flow. That's our profit. That's what we're keeping. If you're in a condo and your net is 200 and suddenly that special assessment comes along, bam, it's zero or negative. So I like to stay away from those. But we're making the cash flow. And if you follow what we talk about and what we teach, the Lifestyles model, we're not buying rent-ready product. We're buying houses that need work. And because they need work, we're getting them at a discount. And those discounts may increase here in the near term, to my earlier point about, who knows, potential recession. So we're getting those at a discount. Let's say we buy a house for $100,000, $100,000. but they need work. They're distressed physically and otherwise. We're going to go in and we're going to do that work. And let's say it's $50,000 worth of repairs. Well, now I'm at $150 all in plus some closing costs. But when I'm done, the value, I've added value back to this distressed property, is now worth $200 or more. Let's just say $200. You can see there's about a $50,000 gap there. That's called equity capture. We have created that equity just by virtue of getting the house at a discount, doing the repairs, and adding value. How long does that take? A couple months, maybe. Depends on the scope of work. So those are the two big ticket items. The two big ways we make money are cash flow and equity capture. But this is a rental property. We're going to hold it for a period of time, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, let's say. And over that time, there will be market appreciation. But Andy, what about the recession? You know, values may decline. But I'll tell you, boy, it's not going to be anything like what we saw in 08, in my view. And even then, here in Texas, property values went down maybe 20%, and they rebounded pretty quickly, and they rebounded and went up and up and up and up again. And if you have somebody renting from you, paying you cash flow every month, you just hold. You just hold until those values have rebounded. But there is typically, historically, market appreciation in Texas anywhere from 3 to 5%, but that adds to our equity base. And what's happening in the meantime? We do have mortgages on this. We're going to talk about this in the next segment. How can I get financing if I don't have income, or et cetera? Basically the listener's question there, but we do have financing in place. And every month when I collect the rent, I pay my fixed expenses, including that mortgage, and that principal pay down is occurring in the background. That's maybe $100-$200 a month. That resident is paying my mortgage. And that equity buildup, we call that mortgage pay down, you might call it. It's quiet. But if you look at it in terms of your cash invested, it's easily 8, 10, 12% return every year. Not bad. Not bad. Last thing, of course, is the tax advantages. So we make money five ways. Let me just repeat those. Cash flow, equity capture, equity buildup, right? The principal reduction, market appreciation, and the tax advantages. Back to what Adele said, that those are great. They can get you great returns. I've got an example house here. Let's look at this one just so I can give you a concrete example. This is down in the Houston market. I got this from one of the Lifestyles Realty team down there. Oh, earlier in the week, it looks like a 1946 build, 1,400 square feet. Bam, I love that. For me, that's my sweet spot, right about 1,300, 1,400, 1,500, 1,600 square feet. Perfect. Three bed, one bath, one car garage. Now, what are we buying it for? $92,000 is the asking price. And maybe I go in a little lower. We'll see. After repair value, though, 200. So it's pretty close to the example I gave you, 100 plus two, you know, to 200. Here we're at 92 to 200. Repairs on this I don't see here, but probably about 50, 60K. And I wanted to get to the returns because that's the big thing. You know, Dell said this at the 2 day I was just at a week or so ago, that houses, hey, best returns out there. Now, they're different than apartments. I choose to self-manage, by the way. That makes my returns higher. Yes, it does take a little bit of my time, but not as much as you might think. You could put a property manager into place and they'll charge you somewhere between, at least here in Texas, 6.5 to maybe 10% of your gross rents, right? Deduct that from your cash flow, in essence. Does it still make sense? Hey, great, great deal. Now, this house that we're looking at, again, this is a 1946 build. Let me just check, where was this exactly? Yeah, Houston. This is in Houston. And buying for 92, when it's fixed up, it's worth 200. I don't have the precise repair numbers in here. You have to figure that out, right? You get under contract, you do your due diligence, you send out your contractor. What is the scope of work? What is this going to cost me? But we typically go in with a rough idea. Right now, I might take $25 per square foot, 26, something like that, times the 1,400 square feet. That's going to tell me what my cosmetic repairs should cost. And then I'm going to budget for the big five, right? That's going to be your sewer, your plumbing, sewer lines, your water lines. That's going to be your foundation in Texas is typically an issue. Your roof, your electricity, your electrical, and your HVAC, your AC system. Those are your big five that will be outside of that number. Budget $65, $75, $8,500 or so for those. But you can do just a rough number, and that'll get you to a rehab amount. But here's the thing. Here are the returns. What is the estimated out-of-pocket? And this goes back to the listener's question. He said, if I sell a couple condos, I might have $100,000 or more. What can I do? Well, you can buy this house and you can buy three more, four more, just like it, because the out-of-pocket to buy this thing is $18,000. You're probably sitting there scratching your head. How do you buy a $92,000 house and do $50,000 in repairs for just $18,000 out-of-pocket? We're going to get to that. $18,000 out-of-pocket. Here's the beauty. I mentioned one of the ways we make money is equity capture. Equity, this is additional equity, so I'll have $18,000 in the property. But on top of that, I'm creating another $37,000. That's on top. That right there by itself is a 200% return. I've tripled my money in the first couple of months, right? Through the value-add process of doing the repairs to bring this house back to life. And we bring it back to life, and we list it for lease, and we get somebody in there, and they're paying the rent every month. What's my cash flow on this one? $290 every month. My net profit on one house. That's a 19% return on my investment. Where are you getting that? Where else are you getting that? 200% return now, 19% every year on my cash flow. Plus, I mentioned equity buildup. That's on this one probably about 8 to 10%. Market appreciation in Texas, 3 to 5%. Add all those together. Hold that for 3 to 4 years. Sell that thing. Your returns are going to be huge, huge. So to the listener's question, you know, how can I get to a more prosperous investment than these condos that are eating me alive? Some aren't even rented. I'm paying maintenance assessments, maintenance fees, etc. This is how you do it. Go ahead and sell those ones that are ready to go. Get that cash out and invest in this type of asset. I believe the listener was in this area. He didn't name where he was specifically, looking at the area code on his phone number. Yeah, he's in a great location. Houston, great investment opportunities. San Antonio, wonderful investment opportunities. Dallas, Fort Worth, great investment opportunities. Texas, but we're not just in Texas. I review investments all the time that come from Realty in Tennessee, in Georgia, in the Carolinas, just all over. Kansas, Missouri. So wherever you're listening to me now, you can find great single-family rental opportunities to invest in. Now, if you're in the coast and you're listening in California, forget about it. You're going to need to live where you are, live where you want, but invest somewhere further afield. And we have a lot of members that are doing that. A lot of listeners in San Diego, I get a lot of questions from that coast, that are doing that very thing in Kansas City, in Houston, in Knoxville, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The list goes on. But going back to this example here, 92 to buy, 200 ARV, you can see where the gap is. ARV is after repair value. So that's why, back to my question, why single family houses? That is why. Making money five ways. We didn't even get to the tax advantages. They're huge. So that's just one example. Now, part of the listener question was, well, how do I finance these? Is a bank going to talk to me? His income right now is Social Security. I don't know how much. I don't know what amount. And his rental income. And again, here, I don't know what amount. And there are a number of options. Let's talk through these. Now, he could sell those condos and get to the cash, and he could go out and pay all cash for this house. Let's do the math here really quickly. Well, asking price, purchase price, $92,000. Okay, there's $92,000. Let's just say the rehab is $50,000. Right, we're at $142,000 out of pocket plus some minor closing costs right there. Let's just call it $150,000. I don't think that's a good option, do you? Okay, what do we do? Let's finance it. Is he financeable? Well, that's a question, by the way. If you don't know, I'm not the best guy to ask. I'll give you my thoughts. But ultimately, you need to go and talk with a lender. You need to go talk with somebody that will lend you the money on that conventional loan. You need to go and talk to that hard money lender. These are often two different people, and they'll set you straight. They'll tell you what you can do and how many and what reserves and that sort of thing you need to have. But let's think about what most of you think about when it comes to buying a house. You say, well, you know, when I bought my house, I put 20% down, got a 30-year conventional loan. And we love those 30-year notes, but that's typically not what we're using when we buy. But let's approach it from that perspective. So you're going to put 20% down on a $92,000 purchase. Let's call it 100 for easy math and call it 20K, 18K, okay? But it needs repairs. $50,000 in repairs, that's going to push you up north of 60 and about $70,000 out of pocket. Far better than the cash buyer, than the cash scenario. But for our listener, for the gentleman that sent the email, that's going to exhaust his reserves very, very quickly. And if the house needs enough repairs and the wrong kind of repairs, let's say, that conventional loan won't work anyhow. Conventional lenders don't want to lend on a house where the foundation is out of whack, the roof needs repair, one single window is broken, forget about it. They're not going to do it. No carpet in one of the bedrooms, forget about it. They're not going to do it. Sounds silly. Sounds pretty basic. But yeah, Fannie Mae backed loans, insured loans, conventional, traditional loans will not lend on a house that's missing even one room's worth of flooring. So what do we do? What should the listener do? Go out and find out what he's qualified for on the 30-year note, and then go talk to hard money lenders. So we're going to go out and use a hard money loan. They're going to lend us 75% of that projected after repair value, that $200,000, which is $150,000. So do the math. I buy for 92. I'm doing 50K in rehab. We're at 142. There'll be about $8,000 in closing costs when I close with hard money. I'm at 150 right there. So far, I'm not out no money out of pocket. However, we're not going to sit in that hard money loan forever because it is high interest. It's designed to be a construction loan. It's higher risk for the lender. So yeah, the interest rates will be maybe 12, 14%, depending on the current market. So you want to get out of that quickly. And as soon as we're done with the renovations, we get out of that thing and we refinance into a 30-year note. And this is where it's important. If you're not sure if you have the right income or reserves, that you do have that conversation, not just with the hard money lender, but with that conventional lender as well, because you want to get out of that hard money loan. So we'll refinance into a 30-year note. Now, the listener, the gentleman that wrote the email, he's probably thinking, okay, well, I don't know if I have the income with Social Security and my rental income to qualify for that conventional loan. And, you know, that's okay, because you don't necessarily have to go with just a conventional type loan. There's a lot of products out there, they're commercial, that are 30-year. They basically mirror the conventional product, but they are backed, rather than by you personally, they're backed by the property. Those are called DSCR loans. That stands for debt service coverage ratio. And all the lender does is look at the product that they're lending on, the house. What are the rents? And are those rents enough to cover the debt? As long as they're one-to-one, in most situations, yeah, they'll lend on that. Now, there will be some nuances, which is where I say go back to that lender and have that conversation. So you should have three conversations at this point. Talk to the 30-year conventional lender. Do I qualify? If so, great. If not, talk to the DSCR lender. Do I qualify? If so, awesome. Now go talk to the hard money lender. And typically the difference, if you're wondering, between a 30-year fixed rate note and a 30-year DSCR type note, it's about 75 basis points. So not even, so if I'm able to get a conventional loan today at 6.5, my DSCR note will be 7.25. Okay. So run your numbers, figure out what those are for you, and hey, go out and get those returns. So to the listener again, sell those condos, get that cash out, have that conversation with the lenders in the meantime, and figure out what you can buy. And go out and buy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these houses, less than $20,000 out of pocket. Drive up your wealth, create your cash flow, wash, rinse, and repeat. That's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. I thank you for tuning in today. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.